愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you。
我们最近读经在读箴言。
Recently, our Bible reading schedule has come to the book of Proverbs。
箴言里面有很多生活的智慧。
And there are many life applying wisdoms recorded in the book of Proverbs。
那今天晚上用另外一个题目，我们来查考箴言。
And today we would like to study the book of Proverbs using another topic。
就是懒惰的人。
That is the lazy man。
懒惰本身呢，这是一个很负面的形容词。
Laziness itself is a very negative description。
所以如果别人形容我们做懒惰那这个是一个让我们很难接受的。
If someone were to describe us as being lazy, it is hard to accept。
那到底什么叫做懒惰？
But what is actually lazy?
我们来看箴言记载的一些圣经节。
Let's refer to a few Bible verses recorded in the book of Proverbs.
我们看箴言的二十六章。
Proverbs chapter 26.
箴言二十六章。
Proverbs chapter 26.
是三节。
Verse 13.
二十六章是三节。
Proverbs chapter 26, verse 13. The lazy man says, there is a lion in the road, a fierce lion is in the streets.
这个地方说，懒惰人说，街道上有猛狮，街上有壮狮。
A lazy man says, there is a lion in the road, a fierce lion is in the streets.
这个到底在讲什么？
What does this actually refer to?
如果我们再看箴言的二十二章十三节。
If we refer to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 13, it says, the lazy man says, there is a lion outside, I shall be slain in the streets.
这里讲，懒惰人说，外面有狮子，我在街上就被杀。
The lazy man says, there is a lion outside, I shall be slain in the streets.
因为有狮子，所以很危险。
Because there is a lion, it is very dangerous.
因此，我如果出去，我就被狮子吃掉了。
Therefore, if I were to go outside, I will be slain in the streets by the lion.
所以因为很危险，所以最好就不要出去。
And because it is very dangerous, so it's the safest not to be outside.
我可以留在我的房子里面，这样比较舒服。
If I can remain inside the house, it is the most comfortable.
到底有没有狮子呢？这是另外一回事。
And the other question is there actually a lion?
那到底那个狮子是一条狗呢？这也有另外一个可能。
Or is there a possibility that the lion is actually a dog?
所以懒惰就是找一些借口跟理由，来避免我们做所应该做的事情。
And being lazy is to find some excuses so that we can be excused from doing what we're supposed to do.
我们每一个人每一天都有一些应该做的事情。
Every one of us in our daily lives, we have things that we're supposed to do every day.
但是有时候因为我们很懒惰，所以我们就应该做的就没有做。
And sometimes because of our laziness, we procrastinate and we do not fulfill our duties for that day.
那没有做，心里又不安
And then again, we do not feel at ease because we have not done those things.
因为我们一天活着，如果没有做一两件很有意义的事情，我们就觉得那一天活着好像生命是白过的。
And if in a day's time we see that we don't carry out one or two more important tasks, then we feel as though we're wasting our time.
那要怎么办呢？就要找一个理由来说服自己，这样是好，这样是可以的。
So what can we do? We have to find an excuse to convince ourselves that it is advertent.
所以对一个懒惰人来讲，他不做事情总是有理由的。
So to a lazy person, there's always a reason why he does not carry out some tasks.
那我们生活的一些困难如果我们很勤劳，很多困难其实我们都可以去克服。
And if we were to be very diligent, there are many afflictions in life that we can resolve.
但是如果我们懒惰，这些困难就变成借口。
But if we are lazy, these afflictions shall be used as excuses.
我们来看主耶稣当时的一两个例子。
Let's look at a few examples by Jesus.
我们看 路加福音的十九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
第二节。
Verse 2. Luke chapter 19, verse 2. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich.
第三节。
Verse 3, and he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature.
这个第二节哈，第三节哈，主耶稣这个撒该要看看主耶稣是怎样的人。
And as recorded in verse 2 and 3, Zacchaeus wanted to see who was Jesus.
那以今天来讲啊，要看看主耶稣怎样的人，就是说要来教会啊，来听道理，来祷告。
And applying to us today, if we want to get to know who Jesus is, we have to come to church, come for services, and pray.
但是他有困难。
But there was this difficulty.
第一个人很多。
First was there was a crowd.
所以挡在他前面。
And they were blocking his
view. 第二个他身材又很矮。
And the second reason was because he was of a short stature.
所以就看不见。
So he couldn't see.
那撒该也可以想说啊，回家算了。
And Zacchaeus could have just convinced himself to just leave and go home.
因为人这么多，又这么矮，看不见，那在这里要做什么？
Because there was this big crowd, and he couldn't see, and he was short. So what's the point of being there?
这是一个很合理化的理由。
This is a very reasonable reason for him to leave.
但是这个撒该哈，他既然可以做到税吏长了，他大概是很勤劳。
But the fact that Zacchaeus could hold the position of the chief tax collector, he must be someone diligent.
所以第四节。
That is why, as recorded in verse 4, so he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree and see him, for he was going to pass that way.
撒该就爬到树上。
He climbed up into the sycamore tree.
所以他很认真，他想办法要克服这个困难。
And he was so diligent that he thought of ways to overcome this affliction.
所以他就找一个方法，要怎么把它克服，爬到树上去。
So he found a way to resolve and overcome this obstacle that he climbed up the tree.
爬到树上是有一点危险。
It was a little dangerous to climb up that tree.
那对一个税吏长爬到树上大概也不太好看。
And it was not very nice that a chief tax collector was climbing up a tree.
但是他这样上到树上，主耶稣就看见他。
But because he did climb up the tree, Jesus saw him.
说今天要住在你家。
And Jesus said that I must stay at your house today.
所以有时候我们看有的人这个教会很重要的场合没有办法来参加。
And we see that some of us are not able to attend some very important events by the church.
那有时候我们总是会有一些让我们自己来说服自己。
And sometimes, oftentimes, we have reasons to convince ourselves.
这样是可以的。
That this is acceptable.
但是有时候我常常在一些新开拓的地区，我就看到那些信徒，你如果生病看医生，一定有时间的。
If I look at the places that church has recently been established, when they see, when they need to go to visit the doctor, they would arrange for such a time.
但是如果要办身份了，这一定有时间的。
And if they would have to go to the immigration department to file their paperwork, they would fork up the time for that.
如果要去补货，这一定有时间。
And if they need to go and buy stocks, then they would allocate time for that.
但是灵恩会说我没有时间。
But when it comes to the spiritual convocation, they'll say that they are so busy they do not have the time.
所以我们如果很勤劳，有时候我们会想办法来克服困难。
So if we're very diligent, we'll think of ways to overcome our obstacles.
那如果我们很懒惰，困难就变成合理的借口，让我们不做一些事情。
But if we're very lazy, then we will think of reasons and excuses so that we can get out of doing the tasks.
另外一个就是当时 12年血漏的妇人。
And the other example was the woman who had 12 years of hemorrhage.
她有合理的理由我不去看耶稣。
She has a very valid reason for not going to see Jesus.
我已经流血12年了。
Because she has been suffering from hemorrhage for 12 years.
难道还有人要我去见耶稣吗？
Would anyone still require her to go see Jesus?
这是很合理的。
She has a valid reason.
如果我们叫一个流血12年来聚会, 有时候人就说, 你这个不太体贴。
If we were to convince someone who is suffering from 12 years of hemorrhage to come to service, some might think that it is inconsiderate.
但是对这个妇人来说,
But to this woman,
来找主耶稣只有他唯一一条路一条出路。
To seek for Jesus was the only solution she had.
因为她也没有钱。
Because she didn't have money.
再也没有医生可以靠。
And there are no doctors that she could depend on.
所以她不能够找借口不见耶稣。
That is why she couldn't find any excuses not to come and see Jesus.
她要想办法克服困难。
She has to think of ways to overcome her obstacle.
所以一步一步走大概很困难。
It is indeed difficult for her to walk step by step.
主耶稣的周围那么多人围着。
And Jesus was surrounded by a big crowd.
她是这么的虚弱。
And she was indeed so weak physically.
所以她要一步一步把她挤进去，最大的力量挤进去。
And to force herself into the crowd.
这个行动就是代表她心里的渴慕，也是她的勤劳。
So this action of hers has represented the thirst and her diligence.
所以她一摸，那个血漏就停止了。
So the moment she arrived, her hemorrhage has been healed.
因此我们在今生在我们事业上，我们都会想办法克服困难。
Today in our careers, we think of ways to overcome obstacles.
那在属灵上，我们要想办法克服困难。
In our spiritual life, we also have to think of ways to overcome.
那我们就会像这个撒该。
Then we'll be like this Zacchaeus.
也会像那个流十二年的血漏的妇人。
Or like the woman who has been suffering from hemorrhage for 12 years.
在信仰上能够有所收获，对神的恩典有所体验。
And to have this experience on Mount Sinai.
我们现在再来看真言的二十章。
Now let's refer to Proverbs chapter 20.
真言二十章。
Proverbs chapter 20.
第四节,
Verse 4. The lazy man will not plow because of winter. He will beg during harvest and have nothing.
这里讲懒惰人冬寒不肯耕种。
The lazy man will not plow because of winter.
因为外面很冷。
Because it is very cold outside.
那出去的话很辛苦。
And it will be difficult to go outside.
那不耕种呢? 收割的时候就要讨饭了，他就没有收获。
And because he does not plow, he will have to beg during harvest and have nothing.
可见一个懒惰的人，生活大概会过得很舒服，因为他尽量不让自己很辛苦。
So it can be seen that a lazy person perhaps live a comfortable life because he refused to suffer.
但是 到最后的结果，生活会变成缺乏。
But the result is that the consequence is that he will be lacking in life.
因为没有种就没有收啊。
Because without any sowing, there will be no harvest.
那要收更多，需要种更多。
And if you want to harvest, you have to sow.
所以有时候我们看到那些无家可归的人，看起来是很可怜，那真的也很可怜。
So sometimes when we look at the homeless people, we feel pitiful towards them, and they are indeed pitiful.
但是有时候如果我们去了解他们生活的过程。
However, if we take the trouble to go find out about their life process,
有时候我们常常发现是因为他们不愿意辛苦的做工。
We might discover that it's because they refuse to work diligently.
所以一些社会福利好的国家，就很多人 就觉得不需要做工也可以生活。
And for people, for countries that has good disability benefits, unemployment benefits, a lot of the people would refuse to work because they will be supported by the government.
结果反而培养人有懒惰的习惯。
And the result is that it has cultivated people who are lazy.
但是圣经的精神是教导我们要辛勤的做工。
But the Bible teaches us to work diligently.
所以安息日，圣经说先要六日要劳碌做工。
That is why when we talk about the Sabbath day, we first have to labor for the past 6 days.
前面先讲要劳碌做工。
To first to mention that to labor for 6 days.
那第七天才休息。
And rest on the seventh day.
所以圣经要我们劳碌做工。
That is why the Bible wants us to work diligently.
我们现在来看箴言的十三章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 13.
第四节。
Verse 4. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 4. The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich.
这个地方讲懒惰的人羡慕却无所得。
The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing.
但是殷勤的人必得丰富。
But the soul of the diligent shall be made rich.
羡慕就是我们跟别人相比，我们希望有别人的那个程度。
By desiring, it means that we are envious of people's achievements and we hope to attain them as well.
那到最后我们能不能达到那个目的呢？
But whether or not can we attain such objectives,
当然这需要神的允许。
It requires the permission of God.
但是有一个很重要的因素。
But there's a very important factor.
就是人需要尽做人的本分。
That is, men have to do their parts.
所以他虽然羡慕。
Even though he desires.
但是没有付出，没有勤劳，就达不到他所羡慕。的那个目标。
But because he does not put in any effort, he is not able to attain the goal that he desires.
那在属灵上也是这样。
And the same applies to spiritually.
我们现在看箴言二十四章。
Now let's refer to Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言的二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
三十节。
Verse 30.
箴言二十四章的三十节。
Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30. I went by the field of the lazy man, and by the vineyard of a man devoid of understanding.
三十一节。
31. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles, its stone wall was broken down.
三十二节。
Verse 32. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction.
这个地方讲经过一个葡萄园。
Here it says that they passed by a vineyard.
然后我看见就留心思想。
And then when I saw it, I considered it well.
所以看见然后进到内心再转几下，把它想一想，我看到那个葡萄园到底有学到什么。
To first see it and then register it and process it using the brain and then consider.
好，那到底他看到葡萄园是看到什么？
So what has this man seen by just looking at the vineyard?
好，我们看三十一节。
Let's refer to verse 31.
请。
And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down.
这里讲荆棘长满的地皮。
Here it says that all overgrown with thorns.
那赤草遮盖的田面
，and surface was covered with nettles.
如果我们家里有草坪
，if we have grass in our house,
我们大家都知道，过一段时间你就要去拔杂草，要拔掉。
After a while, you have to trim the grass.
如果杂草不拔掉，过了几年，杂草比原来那个草还大还多。
Because if you don't trim the clear the wheat, after a couple of years, it will overgrown and overgrow the grass.
那这个拔那个草杂草的过程当然是很辛苦，特别是夏天太阳很大。
And to get rid of this weed is a very tiresome process, especially in the summer when it's hot.
但是这个葡萄园如果把杂草除掉，它就不会吸取养分，那这个葡萄就有更多的养分。But
if you were to get rid of this wheat, then you would be at the vineyard. Then you the vineyard would.
所以就能够长得更好，结出更多的葡萄。And
grow more grapes.
好，那石这里讲啊，石墙也倒塌了。And
here it also says that the stone wall was broken down.
你这个石头做的久了，它总是会坏掉。And
after a long time, the stone wall would be damaged.
那要搬石头也不是这么简单，石头很重啊。And
it's not an easy task to carry the stone because it's heavy.
但是如果这个石墙没有把它建好。But
if you do not build this stone wall,
可能外面的动物就进来了。Perhaps
the wild animals would enter.
到处乱踏，然后把这个葡萄都吃掉了。And
they would destroy the vineyard and even eat up the grapes.
所以这个荆棘长满地皮，赤草遮盖田面，石墙也倒塌了。这个在讲这一个主人，他是懒惰的。And
by here mentioning that all overgrown with thorns and the surface was covered with nettles and the stone wall was broken, it indicates that the master is lazy.
那我们现在再进一步想，那个葡萄园是什么？
So now, when we ponder closely, what is this vineyard?
这个旧约时代，在旧约圣经里面，葡萄园也可以代表以色列人的信仰。And
in the Old Testament, the vineyard represents the faith of these Israelites.
所以我们个人的信仰。And
our personal faith.
有时候我们在，特别是在湾区，你如果没有很认真上班，你根本就没有办法存活。Sometimes
in the Bay Area, if you do not work diligently, then you're not able to survive.
所以差不多懒惰是不太存在的。So
laziness almost does not exist around here.
但是问题是那个属灵的葡萄园。But
as we're talking about the spiritual vineyard.
就是我们个人的信仰。That
is our personal faith.
因为我们人有时候总是有一些杂草会跑进来。Because
we are humans, and sometimes this weed will enter into our hearts.
有时候我们心里长了七情六欲，这些杂质。And
sometimes our hearts will have lust and desires.
那有时候我们这个石墙倒了。And
sometimes this stone wall would have been broken down.
所以如果在属灵生活上，我们没有下一点功夫。So
if we do not put in our put in more efforts in our spirituality.
常常查看到底我们本身有什么软弱缺点。
To often self-examine, to self-examine on our weaknesses.
那常常祷告，靠着神把我们自己的软弱缺点把它拔掉。
Or to pray and rely on God to discard all these weaknesses.
虽然有时候信主很久。
Perhaps we have believed in God for a long time.
那个葡萄园不是自己就会长大，自己就会结果子的。
But this vineyard would not grow itself, or neither would it grow fruits itself.
我们本身需要很勤劳的去耕种。
We have to take care of the vineyard, cultivate the vineyard.
那有时候我们的家庭也是这样。Sometimes
the same applies to our families.
现在的父母都很在乎子女的世界上的教育跟成就。A
lot of parents place a lot of emphasis on the children's education and their worldly achievements.
这是人的本性了。This
is human nature.
大家都是希望下一代很好。Because
everyone hopes that their future generation will be good.
那时候有时候也这样。 忽略了我们下一代这个葡萄园的栽种。But
sometimes with this, we have neglected the plantation of the vineyard of our children.
所以变成杂草丛生。And
then it will be overgrown with wheat.
那甚至墙垣倒塌，动物跑进来。To
the extent that the wall, the stone wall has broken down, and animals, wild animals, have entered.
那有时候这也是指着教会。Sometimes
this can also be referred to the church.
教会是神的葡萄园。Church
is the vineyard of God.
所以需要用 勤劳来耕种。
And it needs to be cultivated diligently.
啊，那如果没有耕种的话，啊，那魔鬼就跑进来撒败子撒。
And without cultivation, the Satan will enter and spread the seeds.
好，那有时候我们在属灵上的这种不够勤劳，会被世界上的成就掩盖了，忘记了。
Sometimes, our spiritual lackings can be overshadowed by our worldly achievements.
好，所以我们回来看二十四章。
Let us refer back to chapter 24.
三十三节。
Verse 33. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 33. A little sheep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest.
好，这里讲在打盹片时，在抱着手躺卧片时，难道三十四节？
Verse 34.
你的贫穷就好像强盗来到了。
So shall your poverty come like the prowler?
哦，强盗来表示你没有办法抵抗的了。这个是他要来就来了。
So when the prowler comes, you can't prevent it.
啊，所以这个贫穷啊，就征服了我们，控制了我们。
So this poverty will come and control us. So, to be spiritually lazy is even scarier than to be lazy in the worldly sense.
但是在属灵上懒惰人最不容易察觉，觉得这个没有什么。
But the laziness in spirituality can seldom be noticed by others.
好，我们来看。启示录第三章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 3.
好，启示录的第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
哇，十七节。
Verse 17. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.Verse 18, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed.
人在世界上很可能是一样都不缺发财。
It is very possible that we are not lacking in any sense in this world.
下面说却不知道在属灵上是困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身的。
However, do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
哦，没有察觉。
No one would have noticed.
因为我们都是用世界上的标准在衡量自己，在看自己。
Because we are measuring ourselves or judging ourselves.
哦，所以世界上很拼，在世界上跟人跟得上去。
Based on the worldly standards, and if we can compete with others in the world.
但是在灵性上，我们却放松，没有做什么。
But spiritually, we are relaxed and we are getting lazy.
所以变成贫穷、可怜、赤身、瞎眼。
That is why we become wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
这没有一样是好的。
None of this is good.
所以怎么办？
So what shall we do?
十八节。
Verse 18, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, and you may see.
这里讲买，买就是要付代价。
Here it says that if you want to bury, you have to put in effort, you have to pay a price.
所以在属灵上我们要改变。
So if we want to change in our spirituality,
从瞎眼的变成眼睛很明亮。
From being blind to have good vision,
赤身的能够被遮盖。
And that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed.
贫穷的能变富足。
And that the poor may be rich.
那就要花一点时间，花一点功夫去追求。
Then you have to put in time and effort to pursue.
所以这个懒惰的结果就是贫穷。
That is why the consequence of laziness is poverty.
其实最可怕的贫穷是属灵的。
And the scariest poverty is in the spiritual sense.
所以当我们在世界上很认真的时候，在灵性上更需要警醒。
When we're very serious in the world, we have to be even more vigilant in our spirituality.
好，我们先来看箴言的二十六章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 26.
箴言二十六章十四节。
Proverbs chapter 26, verse 24. He who hates disguises it with his lips.
二十六章十四节。
Oh, Proverbs chapter 26, verse 14. As the door turns on its hinges, so does the lazy man on his bed.
这里讲门在枢纽转动，懒惰人在床上也是如此。
As a door turns on its hinges, so does the lazy man on his bed.
你看那个门哦，开来开去，开来开去哦，那个枢纽永远不会动啊。
As you open the door repeatedly, the hinges won't move.
那懒惰人在床上滚来滚去，滚来滚去，时间到，闹钟响了好几次，还在那边滚。
And the lazy man is still rolling on his bed, after the alarm clock rings.
如果我们看一些报纸哦，在报道啊。
If we see some newspaper reports,
充分的休息啊，睡觉这是需要的。
Sufficient rest and sleep is necessary.
但是这个报道也有讲哦，你如果一天睡超过几个小时哦，对身体是有损害的。
But it is damaging to your health if you sleep over a certain number of hours.
所以啊，这个很勤劳的人啊，一般人就是该睡觉睡起。就睡觉，时间到就起床。
So a hardworking person would sleep when he is when he needs to, and he would get up when he needs to.
好，我们看十九章，箴言十九章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 19.
十九章的十五节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 15. Laziness casts one into deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger.
这里说懒惰使人沉睡。
Here it says that laziness casts one into deep sleep.
所以我们一生的日子其实不是很多。
And throughout our lives, the days of our lives are not many.
如果我们活八十岁。
If we live up to 80 years old.
大概三万天。
We perhaps have 30,000 days.
三万天实在是不多。
30,000 days is not many.
那我们人所注重的是活得久一点。
And our priority now is to live a long life.
但是如果我们没有很勤劳八十年里面到底有什么东西呢？
But if we're not diligent, what could have happened in this 80 years of our lives?
但是如果我们要生活得很内容很丰富我们一定要很勤劳。
But if we want to live an enriched life,
一定要很勤劳。
We have to be very diligent.
那勤劳就是每一天把握时间做一点有意义的事情。
That is to seize hold of all our time every day and to do things that have great significance.
那这样，我们这样一天一天一直累积一年一年累积，我们回头过来看。我们做了很多很有意义的事情。
And to accumulate this time and days, and one after a while, we look back and we see that we have done a lot of meaningful things.
所以有时候懒惰容易让人拖延。
That is why sometimes laziness will cause procrastination.
因此，懒惰的人常常是讲明天。
That is why lazy people often talks about tomorrow.
今天能做也是明天。
Even though they can complete the task that day, but they say, we'll do it tomorrow.
这个会变成一种习惯。
And this will turn into a habit.
那一直拖下去，明天再明天。
And the more you procrastinate from tomorrow to the day after.
好，那懒惰要怎么办？
So what can we do if one is lazy?
我们现在看，箴言的第六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言的第六章。
Proverbs chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise.
这里讲懒惰的人你要去查看蚂蚁的动作就可以得智慧。
Here it says that, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise.
所以可见呢。在圣经看起来懒惰是没有智慧的。
So it can be seen that in the Bible, to be lazy is to not have wisdom.
所以要去看蚂蚁。
That is why you have to go and observe the ant.
可以得到智慧。
Only then you will gain wisdom.
那蚂蚁可以学到什么？
What can we learn from observing ants?
我们看第七节。
Let's refer to verse 7. Which, having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest.
这个地方讲蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王，就是说没有人管辖它，命令它了。Here
it says that even though without any person who supervises or observes the ant,
有时候我们做事情是因为有人管我们，命令我们，强迫我们。
Sometimes we do things because we have been instructed and we have been supervised.
等到那个强迫我们、命令我们、管我们不在，我们就什么也没有做。
And when the person who supervises us live, then we will not do any of our duties, perform any of our duties.
蚂蚁不同啊。
But the ants are different.
第八节。
Verse 8.
在夏天预备食物，在收割的时候聚敛粮食。
Provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest.
所以我们看那个蚂蚁在夏天好像没有一直停过的，就是一直跑来跑去，跑来跑去就搬粮食。
So we can see that in the summer, it seems as though the ants will never stop, but keeps moving their food supply.
因为它知道分辨时候。
Because they know how to differentiate time.
到冬天你就找不到食物啊。
And that they won't be able to gather any food in the winter.
那如果夏天不努力，冬天就饿死啊。So
if they are not hardworking in the summer, then they would starve to death in the winter.
所以他有这个智慧分辨时候，努力的去积蓄他的食物。So
to have this wisdom to differentiate the time to gather the food in the summer.
那这个就是勤劳，这个就是智慧。This
is a manifestation of wisdom and diligence.
最重要，以我们来讲，在属灵上。
And to us, more important, the most important in our spiritual sense.
我们要分辨时候。
We must know how to differentiate time.
当然，年纪大，懂得做圣工，这非常好啊。
Of course, as we grow older, if we do divine work, it's very good.
但是如果能够在年轻的时候很认真地做工，这更好。
But if you're able to do divine work when you're younger, it's even better.
因为有时候年纪一大，有很多工作你要想做就很难了。
Because many at times, as you age, it's harder to do certain work.
所以要分辨时候。
That is why we need to differentiate the time.
第二个就是分辨我们整个神的时候。
And next is to differentiate the time for God.
我们已经在人类历史差不多是最后一个阶段。
And we are almost towards the end of human history.
所以在这个阶段，我们能够把握来 侍奉神。
And at this stage, if we can seize hold of the time to serve God,
我们就能够在神的面前变成富足的人。
We can be deemed as wealthy before the eyes of God.
所以蚂蚁让我们得到智慧。
That is why ants give us wisdom.
它是在夏天预备食物。
They prepare their food in the summer.
那我们从这里学到智慧，我们生活特别在属灵上就会非常的殷勤。
And once we've learned about this wisdom, we will be diligent, especially in our spiritual
health. 我们能够把生命活出在神面前看起来最大的价值。
We can live our lives to the fullest value before the eyes of God.
好，我们来唱诗。
Now let's arise and sing hymn.
第几？